AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
What's up, guys? It is draft week in our Dynasty League. We're a little over halfway through, and it's been a lot of fun so far. We're going to react to some of the picks live and break down each of the teams. Let's get into it. Hey guys, all right, welcome into our draft day episode. Today we're going to go through the first half of our Hillary Duff's Prime Dynasty draft. And to start it off, we got Reed on the clock right now to end with the second to last pick in the 14th round. So Reed, I'm going to hand it over to you, and why don't you walk us through this pick right now?
Well, I'm still missing, as far as my starters go, kicker and defense. And I have two picks, not quite back-to-back. But I think I definitely want to fill up my defense spot.
Yeah, you want to do that.
And maybe a skill position or a defensive player. I haven't quite decided. The only defensive position as far as a backup goes, I feel like the most important would be linebacker. I'm still
Agreed.
Yeah.
Still a little undecided there.
Still a couple good defenses left.
You know, I would love to have gone with what I wanted to do about a round ago, but someone close to me kind of led me astray, and I didn't think you'd take advantage of me because we're so close, but I got duped out of taking a defense and the defense I wanted, okay. So instead of drafting
Reed,
Philly...
Reed, if it's any consolation... Brady had like an hour-long conversation with me knowing you were going to draft Jalen Hurts and didn't say anything about it. I was like, oh, I think he might take Justin Jefferson while I'm sitting over here talking about trying to get Hurts. So it's not just you, man.
Hey, man.
Brady's out here. Yeah. Brady's out here sinking his teeth in.
Yeah, I thought I could trust him, but I guess I can't.
Oh, fuck no. Not enough.
When it comes to fantasy football.
Definitely not. But, okay, so did I actually say the words, though, don't draft Philadelphia?
No, but you sweet-talked me into not taking a defense, making me think it wasn't important is what you did.
So what happened?
You walked me
was,
down a path. What, you seen that? Have you seen the episode of South Park where they're doing, like, it's the console wars, PS4 versus Xbox One, and Cartman's trying to get everyone to his side, and he takes them into the garden and sweet-talks them, when really he's just going to stab him in the back and betray him? That's what you're doing to me right now. You're Cartman in that episode. That's what happened today.
Okay, so what happened was I had a plan with my next pick, but I knew, God, there was 10 picks coming up before me, and Reed had drafted twice before I was coming up. And the first thing he said to me was, like, yep. I'm getting paranoid about defenses. I'm, like, thinking in my head, like, fuck. I was like, yeah. He's like, who are you thinking? He's like, Philadelphia. I was like, yeah. I was like, and then I said, well, New England's got a pretty good defense, too, but I'm thinking about going defense later. Boom. That's all I said. And then I came back, and then he's like, yeah, this isn't the second conversation we had. Yeah, I'm thinking defense is like I'm going defense later, too, and you can get him later. I'm like, yeah, you definitely can. And then he asked me about Marvin Mims. I was like, I actually am high on Marvin Mims. I would have probably taken him if he would have came.
Yeah, I had Marvin Mims in
that
queue, too.
I was completely honest.
According to Carson, I made Tricky Dicky mad. He was going to take him that round.
Round
13.
Yeah, dude, I mean, I know you guys, so I was eyeballing him. And honestly, you took Zaire Franklin from me, so fuck you for that.
Eye for an eye.
Yeah.
So Reed, who are you gonna take with this pick?
Man, it's tough.
Yeah, we got quite a few people online, so we can start knocking out some of these picks.
Yeah, it's tough. It's
can't
really up
with
in the air.
Skill position players too.
I feel like I don't need to take a defense because I don't think the defense I'm gonna take is gonna get taken. So though. With that being said,
I wouldn't say that.
I am.
But that's going, my mindset too. But we're gonna see.
I'm going to
skill
position.
I guess
position.
You do pick twice, so I guess you can double dip here.
Yeah.
So I mean, you got a lot of options.
Wide receivers are so unknown. It's almost like I need to take a rookie.
I don't know, man. I think there's a couple that might get you by with depth. Like, I mean, your boy Michael Thomas is still on the board. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole in this round, but I would probably take him more in like the 20th round if I actually had a shot at like snagging him. But that's just actually me being honest. I have no interest in that dude. But honestly, Lazard's interesting. Jalen Hyatt, the rookie, he could be intriguing too.
Do you guys see me in the chat?
Yeah, I've got it narrowed. I know who I want. I know what I'm doing. Here we go.
All right. Let's see it.
Who is it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
that's a good pick.
I had Alan Lazard last year. He played through injuries, and he wasn't much for volume of targets, but he always caught a TD, it felt like.
Yeah, he's a big body receiver. He's a good with a Jets offense, that's going to be big.
Yeah, and you got to think he's going to get some targets since Aaron Rodgers like really wanted him in New York and brought him back along. So,
for sure.
All right, let's see TJ bust out these two picks. He was just in the chat saying a minute ago that let's get some picks rolling. So, hopefully he makes a couple quick picks. We can get Reed back on the clock, walk us through another pick. I know Snowbone was just online. Slick Vic, of course, is online. We got Bet.
Who is B-Bet?
You know what? It's not. There's a
that's,
running back I want to take.
Who?
One of Snowbone's friends.
Oh, okay.
I know exactly who I'm taking. I can't believe he's actually on the board still. He'll probably be running back one there.
Running back?
I know exactly who you're going.
Or Jamal Williams.
Well, if you're thinking... I haven't even thought about Jamal. I mean, he's solid, but is he going to be running back one or just until Kamara gets back?
Well, I think he's still going to get
those... Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, true, but I think he's still a good goal line back, regardless. So he's probably going to get those touches, because Kamara's not the biggest back either.
Yeah.
And from what I'm...
Sari, what running back are you talking about? You're picking before both of us.
Well,
who are you talking about?
P. Ryan. Denver.
P. Ryan? Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a
dual threat back.
Yeah, he's got a shot. He's got a shot to get quite a few reps.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he does. I've got him in my queue too. Yeah, I liked him. I thought he would go a little later, but that makes sense.
Michael Thomas, there he goes.
Michael Thomas,
you missed that on that's, your boy.
I feel like that's a little early for him.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't have taken.
You never know.
Like I said, I would have taken
you never
him
know.
For another four or five rounds probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Derek Carr might hook up nice.
Yeah.
And,
That's
we'll see.
Just gotta stay healthy, really.
Yeah,
we got almost every most.
We will see
in queue, but
debating his next pick. I'm surprised he didn't have it ready. But yeah, I think we got everybody but B-Bet. I'm gonna tag him in the chat right now and see if he's there.
Yeah, Jamal Williams and P. Ryan. I really can't decide.
I don't think you can go wrong with either one, to be honest.
I don't think so.
I think you'll get probably close to about the same tag.
Elijah Moore.
I mean, these are like depth picks at this point. I don't know if I like
them. Oh, yep. B-Bet's there. Sweet. Let's rattle off these fucking picks. We got B-Bet on.
Dickey and Carson in too.
I'm going to tag Jesse right now. Yeah.
Let's get these rounds going.
How long's Kamara suspended for?
3 games, I think.
Just 3?
What do you do, by the way? A domestic dispute?
I think it's from an incident a couple years ago.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about that.
Not quite sure.
But God forbid you smoke pot.
Alright. I messaged Jesse, so I think if Jesse can get on here and make a couple picks, I'm pretty sure the rest, I think everyone else will be there, and we can bust a couple out.
Going with Perrin.
Hell yeah.
Samaji.
Jamal, though. You see, ooh, if you would.
Next guy went with Jamal, yeah, okay. Yeah. Two running backs right out of my queue.
Yeah. Shit.
I'm not going to lie, that actually, depending on what happens here, defense, he took the Bengals.
Slick Vic with the Bengals? Bengals D?
Really?
Huh. Interesting.
It's bold.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I really hope he doesn't take Damian Harris here because that will be my next pick. Nice.
Okay.
I need a third running back. I need a backup because I only got two right now. And he's... I was going to go probably P. Ryan or Williams, but Damian Harris was there. And I kind of wanted to go Harris too because he's in a good offense. And there might be some chances where they're up later in games because they have a good defense too, where they're just pounding the ball and he gets some touches that way. I'm fine with Harris. Among the other three. I had those three about ranking about the same. We got Jesse in the chat. Yeah,
boys, I got a little bit of thinking to do, but I kind of threw a hole in my plans there.
Gang, gang.
Actually, you know what?
All right. Well, I guess while Brady's doing some thinking, Reed, let's talk about TreeJay's team. So he's got Pat Mahomes at his starting quarterback. He's got Austin Eckler and Debo, Amari Cooper, Terry McLaurin. That's a nice little
solid receivers
trio.
Off the rip. Yeah.
I don't like Debo a whole lot, but the other two, he probably could have swapped the other spots and got better value, but I guess he got them both, so it doesn't really make a difference. Brian Robinson isn't a bad pick. Justin
Tucker. I
thought
Brian was a bad pick.
You did?
That early. He...
Maybe.
He's
he
not,
probably could have waited,
but greatest.
Still. Justin Tucker, which he locked up. I respect that. Locking up probably the best kicker. A goat kicker. Right. Someone had to do it. Someone had to. Who'd you take?
Daniel Carlson.
Nice.
Solid.
Is that your first kicker?
Yep.
Yep. And he's got Myles Garrett and Njoku.
Jesse.
Isn't he he's the Browns fan, I think.
TJ Edwards, I like that pick.
Trayvon
Diggs. I was eyeing him for
Tony.
Before I took the New York linebacker, Bobby. Yeah, TJ Edwards is going to be a tackle machine for Chicago.
Yeah, that's a good pickup.
I also like the Bills defense to pick up here too. Very nice.
Yeah, when TreeJ drafted Will Anderson, I was just talking to Carson, and Carson was like, I want to take Will Anderson.
That's normally how it goes.
Oh, no, not me.
Yeah,
because
I was like, do I take Quinnen Williams or?
So are we kind of on the pretty much that everyone's going to side with rookies for the taxi spot, which I'm fine with, too. We can do that.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's looking.
Yeah,
I was pretty fine to go either way. I wouldn't have minded, like, 1 year to have the spot to, like, maybe scout out a few
that's
bench players to keep
too,
for next year and then do a rookie draft. But if everyone wants to do the rookie draft, I'm fine with
that
too.
That was my thinking.
I think that'll be the last five rounds, but I'm not exactly sure on how that's going to work. So we shall see. Sky Moore off the board to Tricky Dicky. Let's talk about Tricky Dicky's team real quick. He went Mark Andrews number one overall, which was a bold strategy, but honestly I like his top three picks. I don't know if I'd have done them in that order, but it worked out for him.
It worked out, and Jonathan Taylor, he ended up with two, which is actually his top
four. Yeah, actually first four picks,
and
I should
he
say.
He had San Fran's defense with Max Crosby as a pillar for his defense.
Yep.
No, his team's really solid. Mike Evans in the ninth round. Wow.
Yeah.
Minka.
Yep.
Solid team.
Good kicker. And he's got some depth. He's got some depth at pretty much everything. Minka
where
Fitzpatrick,
he took,
I don't know if he's who I would have gone for my defensive back, but...
I was looking at him.
Or he's not where I was going to go, because I haven't picked mine yet, but...
I think we got about everyone in here.
We're Tricky Dicky.
I think everyone is here. Peluso's online. Nolan isn't normally online a lot, but he just hops on and makes his picks. So
he should be right there. So
how you guys feeling about?
I think we got everyone online.
Okay, so I'm before you guys.
But maybe we can get to like round.
How you guys feeling about Odell?
Do what?
Since I'm picking before you two, how you guys feeling about Odell Beckham? You trust him?
Odell, he's in my queue. He's not in my next to pick up. Mm-hmm. He's like if the people I want get picked.
Tyler Boyd as well.
Yeah, Tyler Boyd is on that same list as Odell. He's a couple spots higher. Yeah. But Odell probably has a higher ceiling maybe this year, barring injuries for both. But yeah.
Yeah.
I think him and Lamar are probably going to have a lot of fun playing together.
Zay Jones.
Their offense should be pretty nice. I think Odell will be a pretty nice number two on field number two receiver. I don't know where he'll rank fantasy wise.
Also seeing Adam Thielen.
I think on field he'll definitely be their number two.
Yeah.
Huh?
Also seeing Adam Thielen still on the board.
Oh wow, is he? He's not even in my queue. That's crazy.
Yep. He's projected out.
Yeah, I mean this late it's worth a thought.
Yeah.
Carson with the Rashad
we got
Penny
Nolan
pickup.
On the clock. Carson picked up Rashad Penny, so what? Let's look at his team. Let me scroll over to him. Scroll over to his draft.
Justin
He's
Herbert.
Got Herbert.
What do you draft? 10th
Derek
overall?
Carr for his QBs. I like that. I had Derek Carr in my queue. I wouldn't have taken him as early as he did, but fair enough. Derek Henry and Joe Mixon, a nice little combo.
I was looking at Joey Bosa too. He's versatile. He can play
both
positions.
With another good pick.
Yeah, that's why I wanted the Micah Parsons, because he's a linebacker, but he can register as a defensive lineman on fantasy,
yeah,
so I
can
get
save a roster spot.
Maybe not elite level like linebacker fantasy production, but I like consistent level like linebacker fantasy production, which also, I think will be higher than
those last six games look rough for Parsons and game log.
We'll see. I mean, it's not just him that's, you know, on the defense. They got a good defense around him, so I think they'll be all right. We got Peluso on board, about to make a couple back-to-back picks. Nolan's still online. This is awesome.
How you guys feel about Carson's team?
Carson, we were just kind of talking about him a little bit. A.J. Brown and Joe Mixon. I don't hate the combo at running back.
I don't necessarily like
A.J. Brown and Keenan Allen are okay.
But
yeah, I don't like Keenan Allen. I like the A.J. Brown pick.
If he comes back healthy, it could be big, but Sam Howell.
It could be. You wanted Sam Howell?
I was looking at him heavy.
That would have been a solid pickup.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I don't like about Carson's team is the fact that he drafted DeAndre Swift and Rashad Penny with their recent injury history.
Yeah,
that's valid, but one is a handcuff for the other, so I think it makes sense to do, because if one goes out, the other is probably going to get more touches. Kenneth Gainwell is there, and we'll get some touches too, but I don't hate the strategy of if you draft one, you pick up the other later.
That's what
even
Brady
though,
needs
like,
to
you,
do is
you
get
are right, they
Lamar's
do have injury
backup.
History. What's that?
Brady needs Lamar's backup. He needs to handcuff him.
That's not the worst idea. Who's his backup?
Tyler Huntley, I think.
Tyler Huntley?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might not be on the board much longer, Tyler Huntley.
I'm with Reed. I think Tyler Huntley. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and put a little thing in the chat. Thumbs this up if you think Brady should take Tyler Huntley.
I'm not fucking taking down Huntley in my 16th round. I trust Lamar, dude.
Trust him to play the first half or the second half of the season?
The whole season. I mean, your quarterback was hurt last year too, right?
Me?
No. I mean, yeah, you... I mean,
me?
Well, no, Joe Burrow's not. No, I'm talking about... Jalen Hurts.
I think he missed three games total last year.
Jalen missed. Yeah,
he's had one good year too, so we'll see. Yeah.
Two games.
We're up to two votes. Victor and Reed thumbing up the Tyler Huntley vote. Okay. Brady, it's getting serious. It's getting serious. You might just have to take him for the league's sake. Take one for the league. I don't even know how the hell to pronounce that, so I'm not even gonna try. Do one of you guys know?
No, I'm not gonna attempt. Chigozim Okonjo. Chigozim Okonkwo.
Oh, Okonkwo is his last name. I can tell you that. Okonkwo.
Okonkwo. Chigozim.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Chigozim.
Chigozim. Chigozim. Yeah. I don't know, something along those lines. I'm gonna guess. Yeah, Okonkwo. Okay. We got Nolan back on the clock. Let's see who he takes.
Tight end.
Greg Dulich. Okay. That's backup tight end, right?
Yeah. Do need a second.
Yeah,
tight
he's
end.
Got Pratt Firemouth.
Is that
Pratt Firemouth?
Yeah, you got Pratt. That's a good tight end room.
I guess it's time to take my number two. We'll see.
So we got Sherbert on the clock. We just talked about his team. Let's talk about Nolan's team. He just picked
Bobby Wagner.
Ooh, Carson was quick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Tricky Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner. Whoa. Valid. Valid. Tricky Dickley. Okay. But let's pull up Nolan's team.
Before we bust into Nolan's team, should we cut this section at 20 minutes?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break. And we'll be right back, guys. All right. And we'll keep talking about the draft.
Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube page at ZBR Sports. Link will be in the show notes.
All right, guys, we're back, and Brady is on the clock right now. Brady, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking I need receiver depth for sure. Jacoby Myers looks really intriguing for Vegas. He had a good season last year with a struggling offense in New England. And, I think that might be who I'm with. I just don't know if I trust Odell.
That's tough.
I think injury wise, that's valid. But I think on field, if he's healthy, I think he's gonna be a pretty big part of a pretty good offense.
Run first offense though.
Probably I would say a top 10 offense. I don't know if I quite want to go top 5, but I think top 10 for sure.
Tyler Boyd on the board. Yeah, he's only 26. Jacoby Myers.
Jesse. Ooh.
Jacoby Myers. Yep. I respect that pick. I think that's actually a really smart pick.
He's
just stuff going on with Devontae.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on record as saying I think Devontae is getting traded before the year is over, which would make Jacoby and Hunter Renfro the two main wide receivers there.
Yeah.
And Jacoby put up some decent.
Oh, yeah.
He put up good numbers minus his touchdowns in New England last year in a terrible.
Yeah.
Not just a low skill offense, mm-hmm. but a poorly ran offense by the coordinator. And he still got, I think it was 80-something. He basically had the same stats as Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah.
And we signed him to, like, the same contract. We literally just, like, swapped them out. Yeah, a lot of people didn't understand why we did it.
He's a stud. I think he's going to produce in Vegas if Garoppolo can stay healthy.
I'm on the clock now. And I went ahead and drafted my backup running back with the last one. I will go ahead and say right here, I'm probably not drafting another running back.
For the rest of the
I'll probably just wait and check out the waiver wire as the year goes on.
Oh.
But who I am going to draft is a wide receiver, DJ Chark. I think it's a good value pick in round 16 because there's a question mark on Adam Thielen. If Adam Thielen really is washed, DJ Chark's going to be wide receiver one there.
Yeah, no,
think Thielen's washed, but he'll still get probably 600-700 yards and a handful of TDs, I'm sure.
Yeah, he might be banged up throughout the year, but I don't think he'll miss a lot of games. He'll be there for another solid two option.
And then let's say Bryce Young is good. I had to think of his name for a second. Bryce Young is, like, throwing the ball well, and Thielen is, like, not washed, and he's having a good year. That's going to open up, like a whole side of the field, like with people covering Thielen, that's going to open up a whole other, that's going to open things up for Chark. And I don't know about any other third string receivers. Who's their number three guy? I can't remember.
For who?
Carolina.
Oh gosh, I don't know. Since they traded DJ Moore, it kind of beats me.
Of course, Victor took Harrison Butker.
Did you want him?
No, but it's a Chief.
Isaiah Simmons, he's versatile. He can play linebacker as well. Multi-position. Reed, you're on the clock. What are you thinking?
I am on the clock. And see what we got for defensive players. Look, a linebacker.
Have you filled out your defense yet? Yeah. Depth at defense, you're thinking?
Yeah.
Like defense as a whole or a individual?
No, individual, and then I'm going to take my defense just so I can get it out of the way.
Okay.
What's left for kickers? Should I go ahead and get my kicker?
It wouldn't hurt, but...
I mean, I think there's only, like... I took mine. Well, dude, just because... Yeah. I took Will Lutz because he kicks in a dome, like, every single week past, like, week four this year. He kicks in a dome.
Yeah, you are.
And the first 4 weeks are in nice weather.
For Cooley.
And he's just super consistent. And their offense might not score a lot of touchdowns, but they probably get in the scoring position a decent amount, I feel like, at least. Get some decent field goals. And with the kicker scoring, kickers are going to have some serious value.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so getting a good kicker probably isn't the worst idea.
The Buffalo kicker is still on the board. That's something to consider. And also Koo as well.
Yeah.
Well,
what kickers do we got? No, McManus was still on the board, too.
Yeah.
Sanders. I've got too many Week 13 players, so I can't take them.
You've got what?
Too many bye weeks in 13.
This is 1 week, though. You can't just base your team around 1 week, though.
Well,
in a certain
when it would be
in a dynasty
getting
league,
close yeah. to ha- when it's getting close to half the starters, especially on offense, then that's an issue.
Yeah, but McManus's bye is 9,
mm-hmm.
and that's Jacksonville. You know they're going to put up some points, so he's going to get regular points after, and they're probably going to end some drives in field goal range too. Young Hoku, yeah, that's not a bad idea either.
Kicks in a dome.
The Philly kicker, I mean,
yeah,
I think that would be smart.
Be a lot of extra points. They're going to score a lot of touchdowns. He might not get a lot.
Yeah, you're getting guaranteed extra points.
Maybe not a lot of
probably
field goals,
plenty of field goals.
Yeah,
and a team like them that is going to be up in some games, there might be some times where they trot him out and let him take, you know, that longer field goal instead of, you know, I don't. You know, an alternative, maybe like doing a short punt or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are some nice kickers out there. I would say the first four are probably actually your best bets. I would say that those ADPs probably are pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Zerline's not a bad option for the Jets. He's got a cannon leg.
Yeah, he does. Maybe you should go defense then, Reed.
Is that who I'm taking?
Yeah, you're holding up the draft, dog.
I'm kidding.
No, you're fine.
Taking Koo.
That's a good pick.
Young Hoku, let's go.
Yes, sir.
All right, so whose defense are you taking? If that's what you're going next.
Oh, do I even need to take one yet? Because I still don't think the defense I want's gonna be gone.
I wouldn't risk it, dude.
Mm.
If you think it's a good defense,
yeah.
I would go ahead and take
it's
it.
It's always nice to have
if
a defense.
If you think it's a good defense,
worry about.
Because you got and you think it's good and you think it's going to be good long term, I would take it.
Yeah.
Because it is the dynasty
Odell.
League. Yep. No Odell for you.
Trudy's got a lot of star
well, I can see...
players on this team. Big names.
He what?
Trigi's got a lot of big names on his team. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Pat Mahomes, Austin.
Yeah,
Clark,
yeah,
Debo,
he does.
You know,
and Joku, despite not having the greatest numbers, is a pretty big name.
Yeah,
Miles
Terry
Garrett,
McLaurin.
Justin Tucker.
Yeah, he's got a solid
Mari
team.
Cooper, Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does have some big names.
No Browns this time.
No Browns this time. I'm not sure what that means.
Man, with the way defenses score, he's like, when you really look at this, defenses score a lot of points. Have you guys noticed that?
What's that?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost no matter, like, which defense you pick, it almost doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, the top ones, like San Fran, Cowboys, and Eagles are kind of averaging, like, 22, 23. But, yeah, the rest of them are getting, like, 15, 16.
I mean, if you don't want to take a defense read, you can risk it and go ahead and take another skill position player.
Baltimore, I think I'm like actually going to.
Your defense might still be there.
This guy is pretty good. He's young, and he's a dual position player. He's projected to score.
No.
A decent amount of points.
Aaron Donald's still on the board here.
I'm going to say, unless you're drafting him, Victor will be the one to draft Aaron Donald.
Yeah, not this round. Maybe.
Aaron Donald is screaming Victor's team to me. Does he have a defensive lineman yet?
Let me see.
He's got a defensive back. No. Well, I guess let's just use this to go ahead and look at his team. He does. He has Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he probably won't, unless he's going to draft a backup. So he's got Kelce, Chubb, Tua, which has potential to be a nice trio for his first three picks. DK and DJ, Bosa to wrap that up. I mean, as far as just the straight lineman, yeah, that's probably going to be one of your better individual defensive player picks on defensive line.
Yeah.
Hassan Reddick, not the worst pick. Alvin Kamara. I kind of wanted Alvin Kamara. I don't know if I would have taken him right there. I was probably going to try to wait until like 12 or 13
Same.
To take him.
Yeah, I was hoping he would have fallen a little further.
Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is a smart pick at round 9, low-key, because his upside in that offense is pretty high.
Yeah.
And it's good to have a second quarterback, so I like that pick. It's Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He got a good value pick on him. McKinnon, Kansas City player, so I think that's just kind of a sweet spot pick. But I guess at round 11 isn't the worst thing. Sauce Gardner, it's fair. Probably one of the better defensive backs. Dalvin Cook, I would have waited, but I don't hate it. Rashad Bateman, I think low-key will be a pretty good pick. And I think probably got about the right value on him. Cincinnati Bengals defense is, I don't think the defense is going to be bad this year.
It'll
actually be pretty decent. But that's bold.
Yeah.
It is bold. But we will see. Harrison Butker. I actually don't hate the kick. I know part of why they drafted him because he's a Kansas City kicker. But also, like, I mean, it's important to lock up the kicker spot. And that's a good offense to be in for a kicker. Plenty of extra points. And when they're not scoring touchdowns, they're probably getting a field goal. They're getting something. So I don't hate that pick. Reed, where are you leaning?
Tight end. I looked at some defensive players, and I feel like I'm going to be fine for another however long until it gets back to me. So, and there's still a lot of good solid tight ends out there. But I'm pretty sure I already have George Kittle, so I think I'm going to...
I know who you're taking.
Dawson Knox.
Who am I taking?
I'm going to wait.
Dawson Knox.
You think it's Dawson Knox?
Yeah.
You did hear what I just said, right?
No.
Yeah, Zach basically nailed it, but I don't know if I want Laporta or if I want Musgrave. That's where I'm at.
I don't know if
both are in pretty good spots to be a tight end.
Where did Sam go to college?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, it's... I'm
trying to read it, but I don't see it.
Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah.
Say no more. Sam Laporta.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a big Iola fan.
No, I just know what they produce as a tight end position.
Yeah, that's tight end university there.
Oh, I was looking at Jeremy Chin.
Wow, nice those three picks really came off board quick. And no one came out of my queue, so that is always nice.
Two rookies. I think Mingo is a good pickup.
Some people are going to really question this pick. So I guess I'm gonna go ahead and walk through this pick just real quickly because I want to keep the draft rolling. Brady, if you don't have your next pick ready,
I do.
I would go ahead and get it ready.
I do.
Okay, sweet. So this pick, Dak and Joe have the same bye week, which is no good. I don't know what Kyler's going to look like or with Arizona. I don't know if they're gonna how quick they're going to bring him back or if he'll even play this year. I feel like he's going to play this year at some point.
Okay, I can take
but
a deep
I just,
breath.
I'm not sure.
You're going quarterback?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But it's not the QB you're going to take then because your bye weeks are your starters. I'm going to take Tannehill.
Tannehill?
Yep.
That's not his bye week. He's got a different bye week than my starters.
Week 7?
No.
No, he doesn't.
It's 7.
You're going to take Tannehill?
I thought they were...
No, dude. I'm glad I stopped you then if you're taking Tannehill, because that would have been another bye week, week 7.
I swear those dudes had...
Whew. Thank God.
Yeah, you could take...
Thank God. Yeah, I need Tannehill, yeah. Bro.
Yeah.
I need Tannehill.
Look at Brady. Wow, okay. Yeah, I was going to take Tannehill.
Save
he was right here
too.
At the top.
Yep. I need Tannehill.
Yeah, you did. I appreciate that.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, so that changes a little bit.
I would have taken Garoppolo if it wasn't week 13, because those were also my starters bye weeks. I'm in the same position as you are.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Garoppolo.
Mac Jones.
What do you guys,
what do you guys think
of Anthony Richardson?
Do what now?
Promising.
What do you guys think of Anthony Richardson? Do you think he's going to be good?
Maybe not right
my
away.
My only thing right now
is
he's very inaccurate. Yeah.
Here's the thing about him, though. He's,
so you don't think he's going to get benched this year?
No. He's got good upside by running the ball. He's good at evading sacks, so he's going to extend the field by
with his legs.
He's going to be like a Justin Fields to start out with, but he's going to be better than Justin Fields for sure.
I think Anthony Richardson and Deshaun Watson have a good chance of being benched this year.
Deshaun who? Deshaun Watson?
Watson.
Oh, yeah. God, no, not with that contract, dude. No way would they bench him. No way. That's all guaranteed money, dude.
It.
All guaranteed money. No way. They're going to fucking
You never
ride
know.
It. I mean, I think he'd have to be injured. But that's a what the richest guaranteed contract. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I know.
That's a bull. That's a hot take. Threw a wrench in your plans, huh, Zach?
Yeah, it really did.
Thank God.
I've been going off my queue for a hot minute now, and it's been nice. Yeah, so you'll get Tannehill.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of between Baker, Garoppolo, and Ritter. Part of me wants to take Mac, but
I was considering Ritter as well.
Throwing the ball just probably is not going to be that great this year.
Ritter's in a run-heavy offense, too, so Garoppolo's probably your best bet.
Baker's in that offense could have some I guess yeah Jimmy's got weapons
Jimmy does have weapons.
I'm gonna go ahead and take Jimmy because I think Chris Godwin I don't know, I don't trust him to be the only like the wide receiver one with
Godwin?
Mike Evans. Another year older, playing with Baker Mayfield.
Gotcha.
Just those two alone. I don't really. Fantasy wise, like on the field, he might still be an awesome receiver, but fantasy wise, I don't. Eh.
Patrick Queen, that's a solid pick. Very.
So
solid
let me
pick.
Get this straight. If I'm looking at this correctly, mm-hmm. No, never mind. I thought Nolan only had one QB. He's got two.
No, he's got CJ and
Rodgers.
CJ Stroud, who I think is going to get bust. But I like Nolan's team all around, though. I don't trust CJ.
All right. How are we on time? Yeah. All right, guys, I think we're going to go ahead and take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with, I think Brady will probably be about on the clock, and I think we're going to try to talk about Tricky Dicky's team. So we'll be right back, guys.
Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube page, at ZBR Sports. Link will be in the show notes.
All right, guys, and we're back. Brady's not quite on the clock, and I was wrong. We already talked about Tricky Dicky's team. So we're actually going to go ahead and talk about Snowbone's team. How are you guys feeling about it? His wide receiver room is pretty fucking nice. Those first three picks.
It's probably got the best wide receiver room in the league.
Yeah.
Our league anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When those three guys all hit in the same week and they all have a good week, you're not beating that dude.
I think he's probably gone a little bit too heavy on receiver as far as his overall roster.
Yeah.
But
Jared Goff as his QB1 is a bold strategy, but
there's Adam Thielen.
Bryce Young. Oh yeah, there he is.
Raven Bryce Young because he picked him before two rounds. Yeah, his pick started really strong, but it's gotten really questionable as it's gone on.
I kind of like the Jamal Williams pick, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
I like the Mingo pick.
Chris Jones, and then
I was gonna try to get him in my rookie taxi spot. Who's on the clock now? I don't know if it's that, but just to keep him ready.
I don't think he plays much.
That way he's not taking up a roster spot since he's a rookie. And then surely I'm going to have someone on my bench that I'm like, oh, this guy is washed or whatever, something like that, that I decide to cut and replace him with. So it's just free. It's free housing for your rookies that you can't fit on your roster.
All right.
There goes another kicker.
Yeah. Graham Gano. I don't hate that.
Yeah, I like that.
He's solid. Pretty consistent. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta have at least one of your team's players on your team.
Giants kicker to the Giants fan.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was considering him for depth.
Well, I'm surprised he hasn't grabbed Dexter Lawrence yet. Like, okay. I figured that would have been his pick this Snowbone's round, but team. I was completely wrong.
How are we feeling about B-Bet? I like his roster.
I don't even think.
Yeah, it's got a lot of upside.
Mm-hmm. Especially if Anthony Richardson.
I like it.
Has.
Yeah, it's really good. Like
the Richardson and Pittman combo is smart.
His first two receivers and running backs would have been like
well,
ideal
that
for
means
me.
Michael Pittman's probably gonna be getting some action too.
Yeah.
I don't know about, like I was saying earlier, Chris Godwin with Baker.
I like Christian Kirk pick, though, more than the Godwin
yep,
pick.
I was going to draft him. And
he got crazy good value on Christian Kirk. I was
mm-hmm.
I was up in the air between him and Brandon Cooks and one other guy.
I really like the...
Charbonnet?
I think his actual sneaky good pick is the running back from Seattle, the rookie, Charbonnet, I think is how you say his name. Really good pass-catching back, and that running back room right now is dealing with different little nagging injuries, so I could see
Khalil
him definitely
Herbert's
getting
not bad.
A good amount Davion of
Davion A-Chain.
Quay Walker.
Especially
like.
If the running back room isn't
Davion A-Chain's another player I had. I wasn't going for him directly for my taxi squad, but someone I had to potentially be in there. Man, he's taking his time on this next pick. Back to back.
Who's up right now?
Still Paul. Oh. Paluso.
So, are these taxi spots,
not,
does it matter
honestly,
what round
I'm
you pick
sure.
them? You can just throw a rookie in there no matter
what?
I'm
not sure. That's a great question. That's a great question.
So, Reed, I'm not going to take him. I'll let you have him, but you're going to take Ivan Pace?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to take
I
him from
you
either.
You
but
no, I was going to let you have him.
Yeah, that's the point.
I will say that this might air before the draft is over, though, so... We'll see.
I think
you'll be all right to get him unless someone just wants to piss you off.
I think honestly
just
not
bleep
to
it.
Shit on him. I'm high on him.
I think I'll
I
be
don't
fine.
Think he'd get drafted
yeah.
if you decided not to take him either.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I don't think he could get drafted if you decided not to take him either.
I'll go ahead and say, like, I know for my taxi spot, I kind of want to put Christian Gonzalez in there just because he's a Patriots player, you know?
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
That's my guy.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Logan Wilson's a good pick.
Rookie cornerbacks don't necessarily have the best fantasy point year.
So who were you leading with your next pick, Brady, coming up?
Ooh, nice.
Well, I was thinking either backup tight end. I also think I could just pick one up later on in the season, though. Or either more depth at receiver or kind of dipping into depth at the defensive positions, like linebacker maybe. I was thinking Danielle Hunter because he can play D-line and linebacker.
Yep. That's,
yeah. What's that?
Okay.
Jalen Carter. Yeah.
Did you guys see Carson's pick?
Not bad. Not bad at all. But yeah, Brady, I like that strategy. Because you can plug in a guy that plays linebacker half the game and gets like gets more tackles, but also still gets D line stats.
Yeah, and I'm thinking like, you know, if I take someone who's versatile in two positions, I can save a roster spot and not have to.
Absolutely. Okay, that was my plan with Parsons and Watt, because now with both them being able to play both spots, I always, and with Singleton, I've always got my backup linebacker and my backup defensive lineman.
Yeah.
Although, there is one other linebacker I am thinking about. We'll see how the rest of the draft shapes out, depending on how many people get taken out of my queue. That I kind of want to take because I think he'll be pretty solid to have. And just in case injuries, you know, injuries pile up, the Watt family, is certainly not shy to injuries. and just, you never know if he's getting hurt, which is totally possible. And then Micah Parsons or Singleton gets hurt, God forbid, knock on wood. I'll need someone else. So that's why I kind of want another one. But that's a big if. That really is a big if, because I need to fill in some skill position stuff first. And I got a couple other spots I need to fill as well. So getting that quarterback out the way was big. Now I can...
Yeah, me too. I took a deep breath. Me and you were in the same exact position.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yep.
I totally felt you there. That was a big problem could be presented, like, with the other quarterbacks if we wouldn't have taken a quarterback there. Man.
Yeah.
We were, like, probably hoping for an injury, like Minshew coming in or something.
Yeah, that's why I was asking you guys about Richardson earlier, because I was going to ask what you guys thought about taking Minshew, because I feel like if he could step into that Colts offense, I feel like I don't think he would be bad. But,
yeah, it wouldn't be.
Especially with Richardson's play style. If he's mobile. So Brady, you said you're going probably tight end with what were you gonna say?
I just think that Richardson's gonna prove to still be too inaccurate and he's gonna end up getting benched about halfway through the season. I'm honestly surprised they didn't start Minshew just to give Richardson the time to develop and get used to the NFL system, playbook, and all of that. But hey,
Brady, you said tight end, right?
Before, so why not?
I mean, we're looking at backup tight end. Michael Mayer. Yeah. Might be going Michael Mayer. He's a young tight end, rookie tight end.
Yeah,
wouldn't
okay.
be bad to stash him if he doesn't pan out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, he's got the same bye week as Hockenson. Scratch that. But he would be a good option maybe down the road. If he doesn't get taken. Higbee's intriguing for just a backup tight end. Also looking at just another receiver. I don't know if I want to go D-line again just yet. I feel like I can get that later in the draft.
Yeah, you already got your starter right. Who is your starting D-lineman?
My starting D-lineman is Brian Burns.
Oh, okay. He's there he is.
A beast. Linebacker Bobby Kirk, I don't even know how to pronounce, but he's insane, always healthy, knock on wood. Derwin James for a defensive back. He's going to score a lot of points this year.
Oh, come on, Tricky.
Yeah, either receiver or backup tight end, probably. I really don't want to dip in running back right now, because at this point, they're all pretty much a wash.
Yeah, so I think after you, I think I'm going defensive back. I'm going to get my defensive back out the way.
Oh, that's who I was thinking about going.
Tyler Allgeier. I like that pick. Good value on it.
Yeah. Just look at the fucking players, Victor. Jesus. He's asked, is everyone still active? Like, they have a green dot. They're active.
I am taking...
I think I'm going to go linebacker next.
Donovan Wilson from Dallas. It's going to be my defensive back.
Next, yeah, sorry. Victor Jesse. Thinking, kind of threw a run. I was going to go Mayer, but since he has the same bye week, don't think I can do that.
Let's look at some tight ends. See. You got Knox.
Yeah, but he's also got week 13 bye as well.
Oh, okay. So
that's why I'm looking at Higby. I might have to. Do you guys have a backup tight end as well?
Not yet. I will, but not yet.
I think I'm going to have to take Higby.
Yeah.
Or Everett.
Yeah, Laporta for me.
Everett might be intriguing as well. Yeah, I think I'm going Higby with my next pick. Shore up the backup tight end, and then after that I can really just focus on skill position and then fill in my depth and defense position player.
That's smart.
Ooh.
All right, shit. Well, we haven't talked about Jesse's team yet, and he's actually on the clock. Hopefully he's still around. He's going to come make his pick.
I'm hoping that guy is.
Let's see. He's got Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, Deshaun Watson, Dallas Goedert, Drake London, George Pickens, Hopkins, C.J. Mosley, Cole Kmet, Legarius Sneed, DeForest Buckner, A.J. Dillon, Buffalo Bills defense, T.J. Edwards, Matthew Stafford, and Tyler Bass. It's a pretty solid roster, honestly. Yeah, he's taken like a big chance with the QB, but other than that, I feel like he's pretty solid. Does he have a backup quarterback, actually? Yeah, Stafford. Okay. Yeah, there's a chance Stafford could be his QB1 this year.
Yeah, I think he might have a bounce back year. That could be like a steal in the 16th round.
Yeah, I was going to take him as my next QB if he had. So, but it is what it is. With Jimmy Garoppolo, we ride. Oh, Jesse. Yeah.
Come on, Jesse. You to make one more pick.
I was telling you about that, trying to get to round 20 today.
Getting in the round 20 would be awesome for tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll get to 20, but maybe if we can get through our picks in 19, that would be ideal.
If we hit 10 minutes and he hasn't got active in the room,
I was looking at it wrong. Chat. Yeah, get into 19. Yeah.
So at least make one more pick for the night.
Yeah. Yeah, so whose team have we not talked about so far? I think just Ty's.
Ty's? Yeah, we can cover Ty's.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and talk about Ty's team while hopefully Jesse makes another pick, and then we can probably take another break after that and probably come back with one little section and wrap the show up for tonight. And then we'll probably be back, I think, later in the week to cover the last few rounds and do a full team breakdown for them all, which will be a little easier for us to do. We won't get as distracted, so that should be a little better. But Ty's got Bijan Robinson, Trevor Lawrence, Calvin Ridley, Darren Waller, Jerry Jeudy, Roquan Smith, Aaron Jones, Geno Smith, Tyler Lockett, Jaquan Brisker, Christian Wilkins, David Montgomery, Juju, the Patriots defense. I wanted them. That was my first defense pick, and I was getting ready to take them next, but now I'm probably just waiting to the end of the draft. But
And we got Sam Howell.
I really wanted Christian Wilkins.
Okonkwo from Tennessee. I'm not going to try to butcher his first name again. And then Graham Gano, which I like for a kicker pick, and Logan Wilson for linebacker, which is not a bad pick either. I don't love his team, but I don't hate it either. I think long term, he's got potential. Yeah. I don't know how good it'll be this year, but a lot of his picks.
I mean, he's got Ridley with Trevor Lawrence, who's gonna be a franchise QB. Bijan's on his rookie deal, and he's a running back, so you're gonna get that value for a lot of years. Judy, if he's healthy,
and if Russ bounces back, not just if he's healthy, but if Russ bounces back, if Russ plays like he did last year, it doesn't matter how good Judy is.
Yeah, and Tyler Lockett's always a sneaky good pick.
He is. I agree.
Really wanted Wilkins. I don't know, man. I like his team.
I agree about Tyler Lockett, but that receiver room is extra crowded this year with Njigba there.
Yeah, but Lockett's always steady, consistent. Man, he's always slept on every year.
Yeah,
I don't know. I like his team.
Yeah, I mean, I like it too. I'm not saying I don't like it, but I'm just saying I don't know if I see that one winning this year. But long term, I definitely like it a lot. Yeah. And I really like the Roquan pick. Sure, I was getting ready to take Roquan too, before he did. So had a lot of that happen. Jesse's online. Let's go. Keeping the ball rolling. Hopefully we can keep draft until at least 10:30 or so. By then, we should definitely be able to clear 20. And if we can get 20 at that point, we'd just barely have to get over a round a day. Oh, Tyler Higbee. Oh,
he took him.
Shots which is fired. Okay. Oh, that's shots okay, fired.
Because I can pivot to a Tyler
Hughes. Man.
I wasn't going tight end here. I'm going defensive back.
Can you go back up tight end?
He's pretty much on the same level as Higbee, so I'm going to go Gerald Everett.
Okay, yeah, that's probably your next best option.
He was a 13th ranked tight end last year. He's not, great, but he's in a good offense, too. So Gerald Everett's the pick.
Good pick. And like I said earlier, I'm going Donovan Wilson, so we'll keep that ball rolling. B-Bet's online.
I think I know who I'm taking for my next pick, though.
I am picking. I have a pretty young linebacker. All my IDP spots are completely set. Linebacker this round.
I have a backup defensive back I want to get later. And then other than that, I'm mostly skill positions for the rest of this guy. I got to get a defense still, but and a backup tight end. But those will probably wait.
I'm going to get a defense after these next two picks. I want to get some defensive depth.
Oh, man, he did it. He actually did it. Why?
Wait, did somebody just take Bailey? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Are you worried,
dude,
I'm going to take like a top D?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, genuinely though, as QB, or not as QB, as commissioner, I was about to
what
say,
a waste
I don't,
of a,
I don't know if I should allow. I should, don't even know if I should allow that because I feel like that's just a trash, garbage joke.
Yeah,
pick.
I try not to trash on anyone here, dude, but that was
that's a joke. And I get Mac got benched last year, at one point.
That was stupid.
Well.
Jesus Christ.
No.
I don't know if you guys know this, but that makes Bailey Zappe his QB2.
No. He's got Brock Purdy and Tua. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, you missed Tua.
And that's even
Tua
a question mark.
Yeah.
Oh, Tua? Did I miss him? Can I read? Oh, shit. There he is.
Okay, before I go making commissioner decisions, what are the QBs available? Okay, it's all backups anyways. Okay. All right.
Well, you still got Minshew.
Who has
Sam Darnold? If you're gonna take a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the quarterbacks now are gone.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
That I take that back. That's not as bad of a pick as I thought it was. I still think it's a terrible.
Yeah,
I still think it's a terrible pick. But that's not as bad as I thought it was. Considering all the starters are gone.
And he Mac did get benched last year, so it's not crazy to think that it could happen again. But I
dude,
still
could have got him after the draft better. On the waivers, dude. He could have got on the waivers.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you know or have seen this, but you can actually draft Tom Brady.
No, okay, so real quickly before we go into break, because we are at
ADP
505,
he's in front of McCoy. McCoy is the last starter.
I will just go ahead and, I guess, divulge this little, for the sake of the content, I'll divulge this piece of my strategy, is I do want to keep one spot on my roster that's just like a trash spot for dropping people and being able to get someone off waivers and stuff like that. Just so I can...
I think we'll have that regardless.
For waiver... Huh?
I think everyone's going to have that roster spot, that player who's like, eh.
Absolutely. Okay.
Really
so...
I like that pick.
If Tom is available at the last pick and I am okay with my team, I will take Tom Brady. I will do that. All right. But,
I respect that pick.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's a case
I needed that. Okay. But we're going to go ahead and wrap up this section, guys. We'll probably go ahead and break down some more live picks, and then we'll probably go over our own teams during this last section of this first half show, which has ended up being more than the first half show. We might end up hitting round 20 tonight, which would be awesome. But yeah, we'll be right back, guys. Right, we are back. Reed is on the clock. Reed, what are you thinking? Something defensive, right?
Yeah, I'm drafting... I mean, my current linebacker is pretty young. He's 27, but I'm drafting the future here. There's notable linebackers like Campbell and Jewel and Olacombe, Hicks, all these guys left. Looking to score a lot of points, but... I think someone who's going to have an immediate impact and be one of the greatest at the position in the league, top five for sure, is Jack Campbell for Detroit.
Yeah, that's fair. So, I think their defense is on the upswing, so I like that pick.
He's everywhere all the time.
Yeah, he's probably...
He's going to be a tackling machine.
A big reason why their defense is on the upswing.
As well?
He what?
What, Brady?
Did he play for Iowa as well?
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's a Dan Campbell kind of guy right there.
Dan Campbell.
I like Dan Campbell. He's fun. I hope he's the Detroit coach forever.
How can he not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can he not, man?
He is so Detroit, too. He's just like the perfect fit for Detroit. I hope he's there forever. He's kind of like a...
perfect for Detroit. Just the blue collar.
Yeah.
Type of coach that they need.
Take no shit, but like still cares, like still like not afraid
tough
to get a little emotional.
Football man.
you know who he reminds me of? You know who Dan Campbell reminds me of a little bit? The dude from The Longest Yard that gets his steroids replaced with estrogen.
Kevin Nash?
Oh.
Is that Kevin Nash?
That's Kevin Nash, dude.
Was that Kevin Nash? I had no clue.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Dude. They just have the whole WWE lineup in there, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, he originally came from
WCW. I guess the wrestling lineup, but yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay.
He was a...
I see it now. I totally see it now, and I'm like, how did I not know? But I just never really realized. It's like, if you want to cry, I'll cry with you. Like,
yeah. Listen, why are you yelling at me for all I did was care?
Love it.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash is an OG.
Those
big kicks he used to do were always looked pretty cool with those. With those long legs of his. Because he does have long legs.
He was like 7 feet tall, man.
Yeah.
He was. Yeah, not to get off of a sidetrack to the wrestling.
I mean, we can a little bit. I mean, we got some time while Tree J is picking. I guess we could actually go over our teams.
I'm going to be probably making a pick shortly, so we can...
All right, Reed, so...
Start with one of your guys.
Well, I was going to say, Reed, why don't you just go ahead and start through your strategy, building your team so far. You don't have to go through your future picks.
Okay.
But your strategy so far and leading up to what's bringing up to your next pick.
Okay, so with pick number 2 overall, I grabbed Jalen Hurts. He's coming on into the season with a fresh contract. I've got my franchise QB locked up for the next foreseeable future. I was really surprised with the way this draft went. I thought people would realize they really need to go QB first in this dynasty, especially with how it is points per game. You really want the QBs to score the most points consistently. You don't want to wait if you can help it, but there wasn't a lot of players I wanted at the skills positions when it finally got to me in round 2. Monroe St. Brown went a couple picks before. Really would have liked to pick him, but I got Chris Olave. Round 3, I drafted Josh Jacobs. Round 4, my QB2 and my super flex, Kirko Cousins, Kirko Chains. Round 5 is George Kittle.
It was a sneaky good pick.
Rookie
running back. I did not want to take Damian Pierce with my round 7 pick. Oh, I did skip over Zaire Franklin, my round 6 pick.
Yeah, I really wanted Zaire.
Linebacker. Yeah, sorry.
Nah, I got you back, so.
It was tough. So when Damian Pierce fell to me, I was hoping I could get at least Joe Mixon, but he went a couple picks before.
I think he went to Carson.
Yeah.
He did. He went to Carson. I thought that would have been a really sneaky good pick for my team if I could have got him. Round 8, Jalen Petrie. I don't know how you really say his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Petrie. Defensive back for Houston. Round 9, my other cornerstone at wide receiver, who I think is going to be really good in this league, Zay Flowers.
Yep.
I think he's going to end up finishing top 10 in receiving yards.
Bold. Wow. That is bold.
He's going to be wide receiver 1 for the Ravens, and I think people are sleeping on this kid hard. He is
Cordarrelle Patterson and
too shifty.
Patterson.
I'm not gonna lie, Cordarrelle was in my thing, but I was gonna take him way, way late if I was gonna take him.
Yeah, Deuce Vaughn's intriguing.
But to move through here a little faster, since I am on the clock now, James Cook round 10, Kenny Pickett, Quinnen Williams, Marvin Mims.
I liked the Kenny Pickett, the
Alan
Kenny
Lazard.
Pickett one. I really wanted him to be my backup QB, my backup.
Yep. Yep, that's my QB3 there. Samaji Perine.
Piran,
Piran.
Younghoe Koo. As my kicker. Decided to plan for the future at tight end and drafted Sam LaPorta.
Very smart.
Also drafted for the future at linebacker, as I said, and got Jack Campbell. And now being on the clock, I'm going to pick someone who can play 2 different positions.
Smart.
Someone who I think is going to have a bounce back year after being in a terribly schemed defense.
I mean, he still was top 10, but, you know, go for it.
Say what?
He had a really good... I mean, with that scheme, he was vastly underused, but still had a productive year.
Danielle Hunter.
Danielle Hunter, yeah. We talked about this a little bit on the last one. I like that pick a lot. I was considering him too. Solid pick, Reed.
All right. Snowbone back in the chat right away. About to make his pick, I'm sure. I doubt it'll take too long.
Hopefully, he picks pretty quick. B-Bet's back in too, so we can get our picks off again. Sweet. Yeah. We might get to 20, boys. Well, 19 at least.
Zach, do you want to tell us a little bit about your
team? Yeah, I was just getting ready to do that while we're leading up to my pick coming up here soon. So I drafted Joe Burrow first. It was him or Lamar, and in the scoring system we're in, with passing percentage being a big thing, Joe Burrow's accuracy and completion percentage was key for me. So I took him. but I would have been all right with Lamar, but Joe Burrow was, he was QB1 to me. I really wanted Hurts, but I didn't think he'd follow me, but I was really hoping that, like kind of Reed was saying, a lot of people didn't realize how important it was to have the QB. I was hoping there would be more people that didn't realize, so that Hurts would fall to me, or that they would take like Josh Allen and maybe not buy the Jalen Hurts hype from the year before. And then with my second pick, I took Garrett Wilson, young guy, good in his rookie year with in a bad offense. Now he's got a good offense around him with a Hall of Fame QB, probably a top five, arguably a top five quarterback of all time. So I expect him to be on the uptick, and so I feel like that's a good now pick and long term. Took Dak for my QB2. I might have reached on him a little bit, but I really wanted to shore up my super flex spot and have that. And I know he's going to put up some yards, put up some TDs with his targets. Kenneth Walker for my running back. When I got there, I just there weren't the skill positions I liked at in the fourth round with the seventh pick. I didn't really like a lot of the spots, so I went with him, which was a deviation from my plan. I am on the clock, and I am going to go ahead and say I am going Michael Gallup.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'll go ahead and so I have I drafted Brandon Cooks with the 11th pick, and either him or Brandon Cooks is going to put up some good numbers next to CeeDee Lamb this year, who I also wanted to draft. I was actually just getting ready to say that before I was on the clock, but he got taken a couple picks of me ahead of me, and where was that? Who was it I pivoted to then? I'm not sure, but I know I was. I was the first person to take a defensive individual player. I took Micah Parsons because I can line him up as a D lineman, but he plays linebacker a lot of the time, gets like close to linebacker number tackles or linebacker number tackles, but also gets like some defensive player stats. So I thought I'd get some good value out of him. And then my next pick, went back to the same well with TJ Watt. Just so I had the interchangeability out, I knew I could get Alex Singleton, my 9th pick, later. So now I've got my backup lineman and linebacker, and I'll be able to be pretty set at D-line and linebacker. I got a couple guys from the Vikings offense I drafted back-to-back, Alexander Mattison and Jordan Addison. I think Madison's going to be pretty much the main guy there. I think some of the other guys, they're obviously going to get some touches. It's not like he's going to get every single carry and every single touch. But I think he'll be the main guy. I don't think the other guys will put too much of a dent into his workload. Jordan Addison, I pretty much just drafted him off being a sheer, really awesome spot to shine. With Justin Jefferson on the other side, you got Hawkinson demanding attention. There's a lot to look out for. And if he's even as good as, like, a third-round receiver, he's going to have a really good year and probably be pretty decent for a while. And then I took Dalton Schultz as my tight end in round 10. I don't really have a lot to say about that. I just knew I needed a tight end, and I felt like the best one for now and probably long-term going forward, so I took him. Yeah. I went ahead and took Will Lutz, just a very consistent kicker. He kicks in a dome like every single game. I think it's after like week 4 or 6 this year, so that's always nice when you're talking kicker. Then I took Kyler Murray. I didn't know if anyone else wanted him, so I just went ahead and took him because his upside is just too much to ignore. So I went ahead and took him. Took Treylon Burks. I think he'll have a pretty decent year. I think people are sleeping on the Tennessee offense a little bit. Took Damian Harris. I needed a third running back. And if I didn't take him, it was going to be incredibly slim pickings, even more than it already was with Damian Harrison. Then I took DJ Chark just to add another skill position. Jimmy Garoppolo, who I added really just to cover my bye week for this year. I don't know if he'll stick around, but I knew all the quarterbacks would get taken. So, yeah, and then I took Donovan Wilson. He was one of the tackle leaders for defensive backs last year. For some turnovers. I think he had a sack or two as well. So when you're talking defensive backs, I think that's about as much as you can ask for. And I just took Michael Gallup, as I said earlier. Like I said, I think he'll work out with Brandon Cooks one way or the other. One of them will pan out. So Brady, you took Alex Highsmith with your next pick, a linebacker. Why don't you walk us through that pick and your team?
Yeah, so Alex Highsmith, he's versatile. He's the number one rated linebacker last year. He can also play on the line. So versatility, number one thing. Walking through my draft, so I had to go with Lamar Jackson for my QB. The last dual threat quarterback, and if healthy, probably a top three or four fantasy player. CeeDee Lamb in the second round, I was pretty surprised that he was there. I couldn't pass that up. I never had CeeDee before on my fantasy team, so I'm pretty intrigued. Got Cooper Kupp in the third round. Thought a lot about that one, considering, you know, injury and age, but when he's healthy, he's going to be force-fed the ball, so I thought that was too good to pass up. Got my tight end of the future in the fourth round with TJ Hawkinson. Think he's going to go over 1,000 yards this year and be a big part of that offense. With my next two picks in rounds 5 and 6, I decided to double dip in running back with Ramondre Stevenson and Breece Hall. Just thought I'd get that position filled and out of the way, not have to worry about it. I'm intrigued with Breece Hall. If he can stay healthy, he could be a big fantasy option. A lot of people might, you know, scoff at this pick, but I went Daniel Jones as my QB2.
I like that pick a lot.
He's got a lot of his upside with his legs. I like his athletic traits. I just don't really care for him as a player, but fantasy wise, he can score a lot of points. And it looks like I'm on the clock.
Yep.
After that went Derwin James, the first defensive back off the board. He's going to score a lot of points this year. Interceptions, sacks, he's all over the field. Went with Bobby Okereke. I'm not going to butcher that last name. The linebacker at New York. He's a tackling machine. So I had to go Christian Watson, Packers receiver. He's a really fast, explosive guy. He's my third wide receiver. I think he'd offer a lot of upside if Jordan Love is decent. James Conner, I got in the 11th round. I was pretty happy to get him where I got him, because Arizona's really got nobody other than him, and they're just going to be running the ball and force-feeding him, so he should get a lot of touches. Brian Burns on my defensive line. He's a big fantasy option last year, so, and he's young, so he's a good future pick as well. Stole the Eagles' defense from Reed. Thank you, Reed.
Yeah, awesome.
Gibson out of Washington, the dual threat back. Catch the ball out of the backfield. Got my kicker of the future, Daniel Carlson. Thought I'd just get that position locked up and out of the way. It's not a lot of great kickers out there. Jacoby Myers, I took a risk on. I think he's going to be pretty good in Vegas. Luckily got Tannehill.
Yeah, you actually kind of saved me.
Same bye week. Yeah, I did. I did. Luckily got him. Jesse stole my backup tight end Higbee, but I got Everett, so that's not too bad. And obviously walked the Alex Highsmith pick, so I'm on the clock. And with that pick, I'm taking my backup defensive back, Kyle Hamilton, and getting my defensive players all shored up.
Okay. I like it. Good to know you. At least one team's got their backup defensive back, so that my backup's still available.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my defensive player should be locked up, backups and all, and I can go pretty much skill position for the rest of the draft.
So,
and I think they went auto draft is because at this point, I don't think they, I don't know if they...
Yeah, my thing is, Jesse is online and he's on auto draft. It says
he
he's
might
online
have his queue
and on auto.
You might just not.
I'd really prefer to not have that. Not have that for the league, especially as ahead of schedule as we are. So, I might go ahead and pause it at my next pick, and just pause it for the night, and then wait for tomorrow, because that way we'll get through round 20 and be halfway through 21.
We should get through this round. What's we should that? Let Tree J pick his picks because they're all online too.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying like come back around to me and then stop. So okay? So you would have the first pick, and what I'll actually probably do is I'll probably wait for the draft to pause at midnight, and then you'd be able to pick. Maybe we'd be able to pick without doing the auto draft because I don't want auto drafts. I want people to be able to pick their teams.
Me either.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Even enough. If the queue is set up, that only so works so well because you got to adjust based off what's coming off the board and stuff. So, sure. We will probably just pause it at my next pick, which I was going to go ahead and take my defense, but like I really don't think I need to. I feel like most people have their defense. Reed said I'm trusting them that I'm good to not not good to lose the Saints defense. So I'm probably going to go ahead and wait on them. I feel like I'm probably pretty good on my backup defensive back. I think he'll be a sneaky good pick low key. So now I'm kind of readjusting because those were the next two spots in my queue. What Reed?
I think if you want a defense, just go for it. Cause I'm shooting for it. Like I think I could draft two more other players, and I don't think anyone would take my defense.
I'm thinking about reaching
for it.
There's also the thought of go ahead and get just another skill player, just to kind of shore it up, and actually. What about him? Look at him. Oh, man. Okay, never mind. That's a crowded room.
Also, Zach, I don't know if you know this, but you have 10 players buys on week 7.
Good God. Yeah, I think...
Not to mention you have 5 Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know I got... Yeah, I got when 4. You were, who's, oh, yeah, I got
talking
that.
About
yeah.
your team, I was looking...
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not worried about it. It's 1 week in a dynasty league. I'll be able to figure it out. And if I gotta punt a spot 1 week, I'll punt a spot 1 week. Fuck it. It won't be like I'm just quitting. It'll just be like I don't know. I guess did a shit job putting my roster together. I don't know. Okay, so let's see.
I don't think so. Like really, just like it's just 1 week.
Yeah.
You gotta go with players regardless, because you'll have these guys forever.
I think that guy's good. Wait, hold up.
What's up?
Taysom Hill listed only as a tight end?
Yeah, he switched to tight end.
He doesn't do anything else?
No.
Oh, man, can you imagine if you could get the tight end, QB, and the fucking... Mm-hmm. All that play out of him, that would be crazy. That would be nuts.
He's still on the board.
Yeah, there's a couple players there. I am gonna go. Is Tyler Boyd still on the board? No.
No, he went to it with Carson.
Gosh. This is when it gets really hard.
Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah, but they got Myers and Adams.
Valdez Scantling.
I think I'm.
That might not be a bad
actually,
one.
Actually, you know what? I know how I'm going. Miles Sanders is probably going to get hurt, and that dude's going to get touches. So, and either way, he's going to be their second back, and he's a way better pass catcher than Miles, so he's going to get some pass catching touches too. And I could use another running back as well on my roster, so. And I think I'm going to go receiver for my next pick. Jesse is still online and on auto draft. What in the world?
Ask him. Just ask him. Your commish.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Put the hammer down, bro.
I will go ahead and do that. But while I do that, we are at about break time, so I think we'll actually. He said he has two. I don't know what he was responding to in the chat.
Tight ends.
Tight end.
Oh. Bro is typing in the chat and then on auto pick. Okay. All right. Well, I guess while I go commish that, we'll wrap up the show. So why don't you guys go ahead and plug your socials real quick?
Yeah, you can follow me at Brady Fellcamp on Twitter.
And I am at @min_sportsfan on Twitter.
Awesome. And don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube, guys. We're trying to hit 50 subscribers so we can start going live. I personally feel like that'll make the show a lot more entertaining and offer a lot more value that way. But yeah, until then, we're going to wrap it up. And we'll see you probably at the end of our draft. And maybe with some playoff predictions coming soon, too. All right. See you guys.
See you guys.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.